Hey guys, it is your girl MJ. I'm back at it again. And just forgive me because for whatever reason, my allergies are flared up. So I may sound a little funny on the mic. And I was just saying that, I don't know, you know, it's been 4 years. We just realized since the big C, COVID, came about. So, you know, you don't know if you've got COVID. You don't know if you've got a cold. You don't know if you've got allergies. I was just told you don't know if you got RSV. You don't know what the heck you got. But I know I have something, and it's got me all nasally and sounding crazy. So, you know, it's all mixed up in there. So I'm just rolling with the flow. But guess what? I still have to get out here and tell my truth and tell my story. So in honor of all of that, we're going to talk about spring break. Because most of the college students have either gone back from spring break, and for me, my college student just got back home for spring break. So he just got back home Thursday. And actually, put a pin in that part, I didn't tell you guys, I just got back from Mardi Gras back in February. So I had a great time, went to my old stomping grounds down there in NOLA, had a good time, went down there for a few days, took the family. They had a great time. That was their first time experiencing Mardi Gras. They lost their complete minds, went crazy over the cuisine, all the parades, all the beads. I mean, we just had a good time. And then I realized that was probably 30 years. Yeah, 30 years since I actually had an opportunity to actually be in an actual parade and actually experience the festivity. So it's been a very long time for me as well. But I got to see a bunch of college friends that I haven't seen. I just ran into, didn't even know that they were going to be there. So that was a very good time. So I'm thankful that I got a chance to hang out with my family, give them an opportunity to witness what Mardi Gras was all about. I did not drink any hurricanes. Remember, I told you I don't drink anything red, so I didn't drink any hurricanes. I actually tried to stay away from all of those types of libations down there because we had to just move around, do a whole bunch of stuff. So I was on a for real hydration thing, drinking all my water, trying to stay hydrated because we had to get up at the crack of dawn. I forgot that you actually have to really be in good shape to go to Mardi Gras because you have to get up early in the morning, make sure you get to the parades on time, get your good parking space, get your good tennis shoes and your walking and all that good stuff. And I mean, it was just a whole experience. And I'm going to tell you this one part and then I'm going to go on to spring break. So I have a phobia about public bathrooms, and I just don't do them. And while we were in Mardi Gras, I had to use a porta potty. And I'm going to say that I'm 100 years old, and I've never had to use a porta potty. And I got in a porta potty, and I didn't know what to do. Okay, there's that. Okay, I was completely out of my element. I know what to do in public bathrooms. Okay, we do all know how to do that. But I got in this porta potty and was like, okay, where is the handle? Do I flush? I don't know what to do. I mean, it was like I was trapped in a vortex somewhere, the matrix. I just was like, okay, what? So, I mean, my common sense, thank God I have some, kicked in. But it was just like, really? So after that, I didn't eat or drink anything at every parade that I went to. So I'm sure I probably lost at least 6 to 8 pounds in Mardi Gras. I didn't get to get my eat on or anything because I was definitely afraid of having to go to the bathroom. So there's that. Now on to spring break. Okay. So spring break, I'm in college, hanging out, got my boo. One of my boos. So he was like, let's go to Memphis. I'm like, okay, Memphis. Never been before. What are we going to do in Memphis? He was like, we're going to hang out. I was like, okay. Well, we get in the car. We drive down. It's a whole bunch of us going. But this crew that I was hanging out with, they didn't go to my actual school. And some of the people that I was hanging out with actually didn't go to college at all. So we'll just mix that. We'll just call it a mixed bag of people. Okay. Just put that. I put that out there. So we go to Memphis. We're driving, having a good time, road tripping, going along. We get there and we go across, I guess, the Mississippi River, because I remember I went across some water, this long bridge. On our way to Memphis, yeah, we had to go, I think you had to go to Mississippi, go through Mississippi. We ended up in a casino. So we hit some casinos. I remember we stayed at a hotel down there off the water. It was nice. I mean, we had a great time. So we hung out, was, you know, and don't forget, I had a little love of casinos. We've told those stories before. So we're having a good time and winning, losing, more so winning. And don't forget, I don't like to play with my own money. Oh, by the way, oh, fun fact. This is the same. Well, okay, so disclaimer. This is the same friend, Boo, that ended up giving me the money that one time when I won in the casino before at Christmas time. I don't think I classified that person as my boo, but it was my boo. So there's that. Okay, back to the story. So anyway, so we're hanging out, having a good time. So we hanging out in Mississippi, then we finally get to Memphis. So I get to Memphis and go to down on Beale Street. Oh my gosh, when I tell you I was in heaven. It is like party central. People are out hanging. It's like another Bourbon Street. I mean, for real. Cool time. We went downtown. We had a room downtown. I mean, we are like having the best time ever. So, long story short, time gets away from us. And don't forget, I talked about this is a mixed bag of people. So, I think in this group, I was the only one that was in college. So as time is getting away from us, spring break is over. It's time for me to go back to school. So I'm like, hey, everybody, I gotta go to class. And they're like, aren't you having a good time? I'm like, I'm having a great time. And we're like, well, can't we hang out a little longer? I would like to, but my midterms start. I got to get back because I got midterms and I haven't studied. So they're like, oh, okay. So my boo's like, well, can't you figure something out? I'm like, well, I didn't bring my books with me. I kind of need to get back and I need to study. So he wasn't that great of an influence. He was lots of fun. Now, obviously, I hung out with him. But at this point, I just said, you know what? It's midterms. I figured out I'm going to throw caution to the wind. So we hung out for an extra 3 days into my midterms. That's like suicide. And I know you're probably out there listening and thinking like, okay, well, she must be real smart. So she must have a great average in her classes. So she'll be all right. I don't think so. I can't remember what classes I took, but I don't think I was like up there at the time. So, okay. We're on our way back from Memphis, headed back to New Orleans. And the idea of, well, if you have a doctor's excuse, you can get an extension for midterms. Okay, where are you going to get a doctor's excuse from? I couldn't get a doctor's excuse. I didn't have a doctor at the time. I'm a college student. I had no insurance. Okay, girl, think. What are you going to do? So I got on the phone with some of my friends, and they were like, well, if you say that you were hurt or you had some type of accident, and you come back in and you look hurt, And I'm like, look hurt? What does look hurt mean? What does that look like? I don't know, some crutches or something. I was like, oh, well, where do we get some crutches from? Because we're having this conversation. By the time I get back to New Orleans, I'm having this conversation. And they were like, you can go buy crutches anywhere. You know, just go to one of those stores and get some crutches, to a medical store. So I was like, okay. So that's what I did. I went to a medical store, bought me some crutches, went to the dean's office, because that's when, after you missed midterms, you had to go to the dean's office and let them know why you missed the midterms. The professor, that's what they send you to. So I had to go in there. And guess what? I never had crutches before, so I didn't know how to walk on them. Hello. So I had to practice looking crazy. Hot mess. So I'm wobbling around on these crutches. And yeah, okay, I'm looking crazy, hobbling around. Go in there. Still didn't have a doctor's excuse. But I mean, I figure if I'm on crutches, what do I need a doctor's excuse for? You know, hey. Wrapped my leg up or my ankle. Or it was something was wrapped up is all I can remember. Walked in, told him, hey, had an accident and this is what happened. And guess what? I got granted an extension for my midterms. Hey, it worked. Good times, party. Was it worth me hanging out? I will say yes, it was. And that was a memorable time. Midterms. Did I pass my midterms? I don't know, but I do remember I had a good time in Memphis and Mississippi. Hey, 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 hey. So that was my spring break experience. And I'm out. So it's MJ. This is your girl signing off. You can reach me on Put a Pin in That 72 on my Instagram. And until next time, I'll talk to you later. I'm out.